Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Assalamu alaikum, Professor.
Alaikum salam.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
I want to convey you another salam from one of my friends who actually listened to one of our conversations and was very, very thankful towards you, because she has been after a question, she has been looking for an answer for a long time, and after listening to a conversation, she actually concluded something. She said to me that she has found an answer, and she told me to convey salam and thank you to you. One of the things that she said I would like to discuss was that she has restricted her husband. She does not let him go into the gatherings or into the meetings or wherever there's a gathering, because she feels that her husband gets overexcited. And according to her husband, since his childhood, he has been living or upbrought in a very restricted environment. Then the episode that she listened to was management of emotions in teens. And she said that after listening to this conversation, she got to the point that why his husband gets overexcited or why he cannot control himself when he's in a gathering and she has to restrict him for that is that he has not been taught management of emotions in his teens. So she was very thankful to you, and she kind of got the answer where the thing is missing. So I wanted to convey that to you. Well,
thank you.
Even if a person realizes this very late, is there any solution for that?
Of course. I mean, the room for repenting is always there till we live, though it becomes difficult after a certain age, especially 40 is considered to be an age where things settle in, when your habits have been formed and solidified, and it's very difficult to change. But that's not the case. The human being is so adaptable, is so, God Almighty has given him, the human being, so much of these internal powers and strengths which can make a person change even at a very later age. I remember my late father, after his 70s, he was a changed person as far as his dealings with our mother would go, and so many other things. So it's possible.
As the experience comes in.
Exactly. The more, the more one person wants to become, really understands and wants to become close to God Almighty and wants to realize his position in society, in not just society or in this household or in the family, generally in the scheme of creations, where does mankind stand? What is the responsibility of mankind? And especially when he has been undergoes so many difficulties in life, and he realizes that many of these difficulties which he has faced, the difficult situation he has faced with his in his family, with his spouse, with his children, one of the causes might be himself. He or she is the cause of those problems.
Yeah.
Till one time that one does not realize that he is the cause or she is the cause of these problems, that
yeah.
he or she is facing.
Yeah.
But a time that comes and it dawns upon him or her that, look, I have to change myself. And if I want to change others, I need to change myself. If I want people to behave with me in a better way, in a different way, I have to behave. So I have to control my emotions. I have to control, and especially when it becomes of an old age, many of those things, those ambitions which were there, in the things which would excite us at a very early age, maybe in the teens or even 20s, 30s, 40s, now that is not there. A human being, when he reaches a higher stage, middle age or beyond that, he's not so ambitious. He does not look. So he can manage himself quite easily.
Yeah. Professor, we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. And we have been discussing about the issue that if one does not manage his emotions in his teens, later in his life, it may reflect in one or the other way. Well, Professor, in this case that we discussed before the break, the thing was that this child, her husband, was actually restricted as a child so much that when he became an adult, he started getting overexcited, getting into the gatherings or like seeing women. So do you think extreme restriction is bad?
That's the balance between freedom and dignity. If we are going to curtail the freedom of a person, or we are going to give him excessive freedom, both ways, it's going to damage and jeopardize dignity.
Yeah.
If he becomes over. Freedom, if a child wants to have his own way or her way all the time and wants everyone to fall in line, that's excessive freedom. So again, he or she is going to damage and jeopardize the dignity that a human being has, because the dignity of the human being is not his own dignity. It's the dignity of the other person also. The other person is also a human being.
Indeed.
His or her dignity has to be respected. So if a person always wants to have his own way and doesn't leave any room for others, then he's not even respecting his own humanity.
Indeed.
So humanity as a whole has to be respected. Whether it's being a human being or the other person, my sibling or my parents or whoever, or my workmate or my classmate. So human dignity is not just respecting oneself, it's respecting others also. So if I'm going to have my own way or excessive freedom, or if I'm not allowed to have freedom, completely I'm restricted by my parents and I'm not able to do anything, I cannot become independent. Tomorrow I will not be able to make the proper decisions. I will not be able to make my own, I will not be able to manage my own affairs, even my family. I will always be looking towards my parents to come in and help him.
Because one of the important things that you have discussed with us for teens, what was important was management of emotions. And management comes when you actually go out in the society, when you actually face everything. But when you're not letting your teen face all that, you're actually restricting him to the extent now, tomorrow after getting married, he's not able to control himself. Exactly. He's not able to control his thoughts and have a management of his emotions. So you're saying that both, it's not just parents have failed to teach their teen the management of emotions. It's basically the extreme restrictness they have put on, feeling that this is the best form of upbringing, has actually led him into the problems in his future life.
Exactly. So
well, we'll discuss.
He needs to control his emotions, manage his emotions. Excessiveness in both ways is not allowed. He should be managed in such a way, he should be taught in such a way that he is capable of maintaining a balance.
Yes. We'll talk more on the topic after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "A righteous child is indeed a flower from the flowers of paradise."
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Prof. Sana Kafi. This is IRIB English Radio. And we're talking about a case wherein a female said that her husband gets overexcited whenever he's in the gatherings, and she restricts him just of the fear that he looks at someone or gets overexcited or is not able to manage his emotions. And she, listening to our program, reached the conclusion that this has happened because the management of emotions has not taken place in his teens. And now in our program, we have discussed that restriction, extreme restriction in his teens is also one of the factors that has not let him go out in the society, face and confront other gender, and actually then manage his emotions. Well, Professor, what is your message for such parents?
Initially, if it's the issue about, let's talk about this lady herself. If she's in a situation where she finds that her husband is allured or excited by looking at the opposite sex, now she needs to prevent that. She cannot force that again. She needs to...
So now again, restricting him is another problem.
Is another problem. She should become so... She should be become such that he is excited by her. She is.
So the change needs to be begin at home.
Begin at home. He should be. An environment should be created where he is satisfied, where his feelings and emotions are channelized, and that he is able to express himself. He is able to. The energy which is being put is there in him is thrown at his wife. The wife should be behaving in such a way that he should be attracted to her only. If she wants him to be only his property, of
again,
course,
restriction is not a solution.
That again is problematic. You can't, a lady cannot expect her husband to be exclusively for her, especially when she's not taking care of herself. Because the basic priority, the basic responsibility of the woman, of the wife, is to take care of the emotional, especially the sexual needs of the human man. So this has to be taken care of. If it's not taken care of, whatever restriction is put on her will
make things worse.
And the same thing, of course, it happens to children. How do they take care of their children? Of course, again, stimuli that create such stimulation and excitement should be avoided for children. Somehow they should be given other rooms and alternatives to express their feelings, their emotions, playing, other events. Reading books, stories, whatever, which does not create a stimulation for their feelings, especially their sexual feelings. And if a teen has got into such a situation where it is becoming a difficult situation, difficult thing for him or her, then there should be a way out. By suppressing that, there's no other alternative other than marriage. So either don't let that happen, don't let that stage be reached, especially for a teen.
Yeah.
Or then provide him a solution which is allowed religiously.
So we are actually getting to know here that there is no place of suppression or restriction in Islam, be that in upbringing or be that in marriage. So what actually, even this lady, what is this last answer for her from our side is that she has to be a very good emotional support to actually fulfill all those gaps led that have been there since the upbringing was not proper. Thank you so much, Professor, for helping us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. And in case you want to listen to our episodes again, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. In case you want to listen to our episodes on social media, you can also surf there by just searching Call of Islam. And in case you have any questions, please do feel free to email us on our email ID, which is englishradio@irib.ir. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.